Peyton, so you have an exciting new job. At least I think it's pretty exciting, and I think you'd agree with the U.S. figure skating. We'll get into what figure skating means to you and how it's impacted your life, obviously. But as far as this job in general, just tell us how this job came to be with you getting involved with U.S. figure skating at the Olympic level.
Yeah, so I truly got this job for two reasons. First, because I was a figure skater. And second, because I was a communications major in college. I have my bachelor's and master's in communications from Western Michigan University. And those were really the two factors as to why I got this job. But I think the most important one was the fact that I was a skater growing up and I skated in college. They really wanted somebody at headquarters who loved the sport, who knew the sport, who'd been doing it their whole life, or at least for many years. And I kind of fell into that category and it kind of just was fate and kind of the ball kept rolling and until the job came. So kind of a cool experience for me.
Yeah, you mentioned a love for figure skating. It does seem like it's been really a lifelong thing for you where, you know, I fully believe just based off the few things that I've seen that even if you weren't involved with U.S. figure skating, you'd still be involved some way in figure skating in some way, shape, or form. Just speak to what the general... I mean, it might not be easy to summarize in only a few words, but how has figure skating impacted you maybe starting, you know, maybe early in childhood? I think that's been a force in your life, correct?
Yes, yeah. Skating is my whole life. I like to say it's my love in life. It's been the one thing that's always been constant in my life was going to the rink and just feeling free and skating around. When I was younger, I always kind of felt like I was going to be a coach. So I knew I wanted to stay in the sport because it has given so much to me and U.S. figure skating has given so much to me. I wanted to give back to the community that raised me. So I always kind of felt like I would be, you know, a coach or something, but I really wanted to do something with the degrees I worked really hard to get after in college. So I was really, really grateful that this opportunity to work for headquarters came. But in just a few words, I love skating. It's been the thing I've loved since I was 4 years old. I started in September of 2007 skating, and I've never stopped.
Right, that's awesome. And I know that obviously in Jackson, there's the Optimist Ice Arena that people can go and skate in. How has, you know, living and being raised in Jackson, how has that kind of, how has the environment kind of fostered that love for figure skating as you've grown up?
Yeah, so I actually did start skating in at Optimist in Jackson. I started learn to skate there. But about like a year or so after I started skating, they didn't really have a program anymore. They didn't have a skating program. And I needed to go beyond learn to skate. So I actually did most of my skating from, Lansing. I was in East Lansing. It's currently called the Bigby Coffee Ice Cube in East Lansing. I started skating there when I was six and that was my home base. But I think, there's just not a lot of skaters in Jackson. Hockey is pretty big in Jackson, but figure skating is not. So I think for me, it was kind of giving a voice to like a community you don't really see a lot. And there was actually a few girls that went to my high school that also skated. They were a few years younger than me. But for the longest time, I was the only skater. So it was kind of nice to know that there were other skaters and that it was starting to grow and foster. And you know, I know that Optimist doesn't have a skating program. I don't know if they have a learn to skate program or not anymore. But I think, and so having to find other places to skate was a bit of a challenge, but also it was kind of nice to see that I wasn't the only one. Kind of took a few years for me to see that, but it was nice to see that. And I think just, you know, being in a community that, you know, really likes hockey was also kind of cool too, because they, you know, they support skating in some way or another. So, yeah, but unfortunately we don't have a skating program in Jackson. So I had to do most of my skating from Lansing. So, that's kind of was my home base for most of my life.
Do you feel like maybe if other people kind of went through that same, sense of a journey where, you know, maybe again, there's no figure skating program there. So they had to look elsewhere. Maybe there's a ton of people with that same kind of experience. Do you think if they kind of we're able to realize that, hey, maybe there's more of us than we might think there are, or I'm not alone in this. Do you think there's something that could maybe, stoke the embers on a little bit more of getting that figure skating program back to Optimus? Do you think that's a potential possibility?
Absolutely. I think if there are more people that want it in Jackson, I think it can happen. So I think, telling your story and being able to see people like that go to Jackson area schools and that live in the Jackson area that are skating other places, it makes you not feel alone. And I think that that's something that's really important. And sometimes in skating, you can feel alone, especially if you're in a singles discipline. It's very individualized. So I think like knowing that and knowing that you have a community behind you is really important.
I believe I saw a Facebook post that you made where you mentioned that, being the weird kid into figure skating paid off in terms of receiving the position. And again, we mentioned that you would be involved in figure skating no matter what job you worked or the title you held. But do you feel like getting the job with US Figure Skating, do you feel like that is kind of a culmination of a lot of work on smaller things kind of resulting in something like a big break kind of thing? Do you feel like that's a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I think that, I think it's just really cool that, US Figure Skating hired me. It's so kind of like, I can't believe it. So pinching myself. But I think that it's a very unique sport. It's not a traditional sport. It's not always supported by others because they don't think it's a sport. They think it's silly. There was a lot of bullying in my days because I was a skater, because why would I spend all that time and money driving an hour to the rink and doing other things? But it clearly paid off, and it was a unique sport, a unique situation. It was also kind of nice to see growing up that I wasn't the only one doing a unique sport, that there were other unique non-traditional sports that were, at my school and kind of fostering in the Jackson community. So I wasn't totally alone, but it's definitely a hard sport to understand. And I think part of the issue there was not a lot of people wanted to understand it, and not a lot of people took the time to really truly know what I was doing. And I mean, I have 3 gold medals in figure skating. Being a double gold medalist is like 1% of figure skaters that start accomplish that. The fact that I have 3 and I'm working towards a 4th is incredible. And I just think that sometimes people don't understand that, so they jump to conclusions before they take the time to actually learn the sport and kind of learn like all the time and effort that goes into that. It's no different than a basketball or a baseball or a football. It's just on ice, and it's very different, and you're skating on knives, but it's the most amazing feeling when you're gliding on the ice.
Yeah. Talk to me about these gold medals. I'd like to hear about where you got those and what those were for and how you earned them.
Yeah, so there's different testing that you do in skating to move up levels. So the people that you see on TV, they didn't just go there and, they didn't go to a nationals and qualify. You have to qualify, to get to the nationals, to get to the Olympics, to get to worlds. But it starts with testing. So we have these things called skating skills, and it used to be called something else. It's recently called skating skills. They're basically like, it's kind of hard to explain. Again, you have to kind of be in the sport, but they're just different like edges and turns and stuff that get you, to kind of the next level. So you have to test a skating skills test before you can test like a free skate test. So one of the gold medals is in skating skills. That was my first one. I got that when I was in 8th grade, which is, for some people that's a little bit young. For some people that's a little bit on the older side. So I was probably like in the middle, was kind of testing around the same time as some of my friends at the rink. But it's just basically a lot of turns and edges and things to kind of help with the what I call in-between stuff in skating. So when you watch a skating program, you'll see jumps, you'll see spins, you'll see a footwork sequence. But then you'll see the other things that they do in between, different edges, different crossovers and kind of things like that. So that's kind of where the skating skills come in for the lifetime. And then there's free skate tests. So each level that you skate has free test skate requirements, so that way you can be at that level. So you have to take a skating skills test before you take a free skate test to be at that level. And once you pass those, that's your level. So the levels are kind of interesting, but it's like preliminary, pre-bronze, bronze, pre-silver, silver, pre-gold, gold. They used to be called other names. If you are competing, they're not called that. And so that's also where it gets confusing because we changed the names a couple years ago at headquarters. But so you can't pass your silver free skate until you've passed your silver skating skills. So that's kind of how you get those gold medals. So I took my senior gold free skate when I was in, I was a junior in high school. It was a couple months before COVID happened. It was the end of 2019. And that right away was like 1% of all figure skaters that start pass their senior free skate. So me passing my senior free skate meant that I skated at the senior level and I was at the same level as like the Olympians. Obviously, I am not at that level or else I would be training for the Olympics and Nationals right now. I never had triples and stuff, but I was able to skate a 4-minute long program with 7 jumps, 3 spins, a choreo sequence, and a step sequence. And to put it into perspective, skating a 4-minute senior long is like a 4-minute sprint that you don't get to stop. So it definitely takes a lot of conditioning. And, you know, the programs get longer as you skate longer. So like your pre-preliminary free skate's like 1 minute and 40 seconds. So they gradually get longer. And so you have to do more conditioning and things like that to be able to work up to a senior free skate, because you can't just do it right off the bat. It has jump requirements that are doubles, and you have spin requirements and things like that. And you have to skate like a senior level skater. So it definitely takes years of practice and sometimes gets frustrating, and skaters may not, you know, take their senior free skate or they may not get there because they just get frustrated. And most times a lot of people get frustrated on the skating skills, or they used to be called moves in the field. So the skating skills kind of get frustrating at times, and skaters just kind of stop testing and kind of stay where they're at, which is totally fine. But I knew I wanted to take my senior free skate. That was always my goal in life. I never really had the goal of going to the Olympics. I knew that that was not, you know, an attainable goal, but I knew passing my senior free skate was. So those were done when I was in high school, and then I started pattern dances when I was in high school. I have not completed those yet. I still have 4 more of those. I have my gold level. So I'm very, very close to the finish line there. Those are not easy either, because you have to do the right patterns and the right steps to the right music. And those can get kind of confusing, but they're really fun, and you can kind of, you know, put your own personality into them. But then when I was in college skating for Western Michigan, we needed kind of more starts for our intercollegiate program. And I, you know, offered to do a free dance, which is something I'd never done before. It's kind of what you see in ice dance in the Olympics, like for free skate or for like a free dance, but it's by yourself and it's a little bit shorter. You don't have a partner. There's kind of different things to it. So there's no jumps in a free dance. There's like one spin that you do, but a lot of skating and turns and very, very pretty stuff. And I started that when I was a freshman. And I realized, like, hey, I could go get a gold medal in this, too. This seems kind of fun. So because of my pattern dance levels where I was at for that, and because of my skating skills level and my free skate level, I was able to take my senior free dance. I didn't have to take the other levels to get there. And there's not as many levels to get to a senior free dance either. But so I got that. And I was the summer right before my junior year at Western. So I got that. I earned that. And that was really exciting because it was not something I ever imagined I would do. If you had told me when I was like 16, hey, you're going to get a gold medal in free dance, I would have thought you were crazy, because I would never have done that. Nobody was doing that at my rink. But that was the influence of collegiate skating. So that's kind of how you get those gold medals. It's kind of just, it's testing and just, you know, kind of to simplify that, just testing your skills to get better and to move up each level. And that way that allows you to compete at the next level and get to that gold medal status.
Yeah, what you just detailed was a ton of work, and it seems like it's a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily part of the glorified aspects of figure skating, for lack of a better term, where it's all these, you know, fancy moves and stuff that requires, it looks like, very choreographed. And it seems like it's a lot of being able to not just learn the basics, but kind of master them and use that mastery to advance in steps. So I would like just you to be able to speak to, you know, that level of technical mastery that does have to exists in order for the culmination of something like an Olympic gold medal to happen, or just even other gold medals below that level, just for people to be able to have those opportunities that, again, people might think of something maybe in more of the more traditional sports in America that they kind of recognize the work in that. But with figure skating, it's kind of like people tune in for, you know, the fancy choreographed show, but there is a lot of work that goes on when no one's looking.
Yeah, for sure. I think you can't see the cool things that they're doing at nationals on TV or at the Olympics or at Worlds or Grand Prix and stuff without having the skills from the skating skills. And those start when you're really, really little. I took my pre-prelim. I don't really even remember taking my pre-preliminary moves because I was so little. I was probably in first or second grade when I took them. And so, you know, I think that though it's really tedious work, and it's like, you know, making sure that you're really careful and you're doing things right. You can't have wide steps. You have to keep your feet kind of nicer. You have to have clean turns, no changing of the edges before you turn. You can't kind of go on your toe pick when you're doing a turn. You can't kind of stop while you're doing a turn and kind of, you know, have things look, in lack of a better term, ugly. You have to kind of make it look kind of nice and pretty and flowy, and you have to make it look easy. And that's really what's hard for me about skating skills. That was my hard part, and my struggle was because I did not make my skating skills look easy, and it took a lot of work when I was little. And it does, you know, go over into your free skates. And I mean, I passed my senior moves when I was, you know, in eighth grade, and I was competing many levels below that, not many, but quite a few levels below that. So then that, you know, but I still had to work on those skills just because I passed those skating skills and meant, okay, you're actually capable of doing things harder and better in competition. So now we need to see that. And you know, something that alerts the judges to that when you're at a competition warm up is if you have a gold medalist jacket. So you can get those, and it has like on the side, like what your gold medal is in. Typically at most levels, you know, the judges know it's going to be like a skating skills or a pattern dance or a free dance. So, you know, unless you're at seniors and they know, you know, if you've got two on there, you've got your senior free skate. But, for those, like the judges know, like, okay, she's passed her senior or her gold skating skills and she is skating, you know, three levels below that. So I better see some good footwork out of her. I better see some, you know, good flow out of her. And so, you know, that's also the challenge too, is like you letting them know, because you want to wear that gold medalist jacket. That's something that you're super proud of that you accomplished. But then you're also letting the judges know, like, hey, I'm actually capable of this. So it does get kind of tricky there where, you know, but you have to keep up on those skills. And the reason that we have to test our skating skills is because they are lifelong skills that you're going to have to use in skating all the time. So you might as well start them when you're little. And even when you've passed them all, you know, my coaches would be like, hey, remember this, you know, this sequence that you did in your pre-gold skating skills? Guess what? We're also doing it here in your footwork for your free skate. Okay, cool. You know, so I think that's, you know, it's just very tedious and very kind of, you know, can sometimes get frustrating, but it does make for great entertainment and great watch. And, you know, not only do you want to see that when watching it, but the judges want to see that when they're judging you. So it's kind of, everybody wants to be entertained. Everybody wants to see the cool aspect of skating, but you have to get that from the skating skills. So it can be frustrating, but it is worth it. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's worth it when you're in those skating skills and you're getting really frustrated because you are just not doing something right, but eventually it's going to pay off. And the day it paid off was probably the happiest day of my life.
Yeah. And what can you say to people who maybe they are going through some of those frustrations? Maybe they're in high school and they have to go to a different rink to skate. What do you say to them to try to encourage them to keep going and to keep following their dreams?
If you love it, it's worth it. For me, skating was kind of my therapy, where I would go there after, you know, I would go there after school in high school, and you know, anything that happened at school didn't matter. The rink was where I skated. You know, the ice was kind of my love. And, you know, it was just something about gliding on the ice, even to just go over to the boards or get on the ice first, was just so calming and soothing. So I think stick with it. If you love it, it's going to make it a lot easier. And it gives you kind of an outlet when you are, when something else is going on in your life that's maybe frustrating, or, you know, you you know, you're not doing great on tests, or you're kind of struggling in the classroom, or there's, you know, something else going on, maybe with like a friendship group. So I think, you know, finding that space for you is really important. And I think that's with any sport too. You know, if I know a lot of people use like therapy, I do now going to the gym, you know, that's where I'm like, okay, like I can just for an hour, just not have to worry about anything. And I can just go to the gym and have a good workout and feel better afterward. So for me, that was my skating, and it was always just my calming place. It was my love. So I would say stick it out, keep going with it. The drives can be really long, especially in the winters when, you know, you don't know if you're going to make it home or not in, you know, a timely fashion. So, you know, it's going to be worth it. And if you love it, there's your reason right there.
All right, Peyton, anything else you'd like to say this morning for the interview?
I would just say don't knock communications majors, because they really, you know, this job is a huge reason why I got that. A lot of people in my office have communications degrees. So, you know, with also being a skater, having the, you know, communications degree is really important. And I think that that's really important. And, you know, we always need people who can communicate well. So for anybody who's, you know, thinking about, hey, I don't know what I want to major in college, communications is a great degree. And I've been able to do so much already. Even in my job search, I was able to do a lot of different job search that I would never have thought I could do, but I had a communications degree. So it's kind of broad, but, you know, don't knock it till you try it, because communications classes are very fun.
All right. Awesome. Well, Peyton, thank you for taking some time out of your morning to talk with us. I know you're in Colorado, so it's even earlier than it is now here. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.